Hey everyone, we are back to go through more Paladin of the Sky.
My name is Garrett Blew Your Face Off, and this is Chris Consistently Wrong.
Consistently Wrong?
Fine.
Sorry. We are going to continue
Paladin of
from where we left off. Apparently in some kind of hell dimension.
Continue game. Now.
Oh, Chris the Consistently Wrong, or Milkenstein the Consistently Wrong. Or Milkenstein the Consistently Awful.
Yes. Okay, so I don't
gotta know. Keep up the consistency, you know.
A demon warrior has challenged you to run away.
A demon warrior? Nope, not
be ready.
Sorry, I imagine that's what he would say if he came in.
Right. Okay, that's a dead end. Let's see here.
Milkenstein encountered a dead end.
With no milk.
With no milk.
And yes, if you guys did not know, I drink a lot of milk.
Here's a cheap plug for this video. Always get milk. Milk is amazing. Go buy some right now at Ingles. It costs like,
yes, milk is good.
It costs like, I want to say $2.
That's cheap. But yes, milk does your body good. At least it does mine good.
Yeah.
Maybe
so
it's just
go
me.
Buy some right now.
Yes.
There's your cheap plug for the day, and you're not getting paid.
Even though that they're not paying me. Alright, so I don't think it's that way. Let's go. Okay, that's the shopkeeper.
A dragon has challenged run away.
No, not interested. Yeah, this area can be very confusing. I'll just state that for the record.
A demon warrior has
not interested. Very, very confusing. Wait, is that
a hyper?
This is not the same area we were in before.
No.
Of course they changed it.
A demon. You are in 12th floor of Hades.
That's where we are. And if you don't like it, well, too bad. Is this the right way to go? See, there's.
Wait, you're on the 12th floor?
I guess. So where are the other 11 floors?
How come you're not on the 13th?
Run away.
I don't know, that would be funny. But I'm not.
That's where all the bad shit happens. Whoops.
The bad shite.
I'm trying my best, I'm sorry.
When the shite hits the fan. Or where it hits the fan.
That is the question.
Where the fit hits the shan. Or, something like that.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
So, do you know where this guy's at? Because I have no idea.
I have no idea myself.
Well, you're not helping.
I'm sorry, I don't know level layouts. I know strategies for bosses, and I know a couple other things, but that's it.
That's a dead end.
Oh, I know, I could have helped you when... Here's an example, in Bird's Palace, when you were going through the trivia.
Oh, yeah.
I could have helped with that.
Oh, well.
But,
let's try going this way.
A hyper thug.
Don't care. Wait.
I could have helped you with, the organ lady. I could have helped with, Bert and Jason.
Aha. Uh-huh. Oh, that's all right.
And I can help with the rest of the bosses, but I cannot help with level design. You're on your own in terms of that. I'm sorry.
Ross.
Come on. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Run.
Maybe you should pause until you get...
You know...
I wonder if it's even worth it to go through these levels on screen.
Yeah.
Instead of just showing off the major story points, but then these videos would be rather short.
This is true. And I like some of the music.
It is too bad you cannot get encounter downs.
Wait, is that... Oh. Let's try in here.
Look what you found. Aren't you just a smart cookie?
Okay, please, come on.
A demon war.
No yellow brick roads.
Not here.
A demon run.
Come on. Come on. So I'm heading south.
Oh, I gotta remember, I may as well say it right now.
I think I'm going the right way. What?
So, guys, me and Chris, after... Whoops. After these videos, we're gonna be doing, some videos on my channel about, Shades of Doom. So,
That's a cheap plug.
Cheap plug. Should I tell them the plans we had about after these videos, the Paladin and the Shades videos?
Yeah, sure, why not?
So, we were thinking whenever we both do videos together in the future, we should have a merged channel for it. So, that was a thing we discussed. So that may be happening in the future after these,
Yeah, maybe.
After these videos. But if you want to follow my YouTube channel, I can't remember what it is. Aw, man, what is it?
I don't know. I'll figure it out later.
Would you mind pausing the video real quick so I can
Audacity,
figure it out?
Audacity.
Okay, what I can do is I can get a link and put it in the description, and if you wish to check it out, you can.
Yeah.
That's up to you.
Paladin of the Sky.
Okay, so...
Bag.
Let's continue. I believe I'm going the right way.
A demon...
I hope I'm going the right way.
Garrett Brown on Rocky.
Yeah,
that's totally right.
Hype.
Yeah, sure. So I think this is the right way because there's a bunch of passageways that
you have now entered the Hell Zone.
Is this a dead end? Oh good. Hold on. Wait. Is that behind a wall? It is.
That would... Man.
So we have to go...
A dragon.
I get it.
You have to go behind the wall.
I get it. Okay.
Ross found a galactic dust. Ross with saving game. Game.
Now.
Back to Jopolis. Kelly said.
Wait, what?
Ah, how nice it is to finally be.
Cliffhanger!
Hold on, this seems familiar. Haven't I seen this before? This absurdly messed up version of Jopolis where I met a dream version of Jaden? Is this another dream? Of course it is. Oh boy.
Now, here we are.
There was no music, by the way.
You are in Jopolis.
Yeah, I know. So here we are.
Kelly, would you like to save your game? Yes, saving game. Game.
Now, where's that galactic dust?
I'm gonna have dreams tonight about killing mutant humans in Jopolis restaurant.
Where's the...
Aren't I?
You very well might. Where's the galactic dust?
You are in Jopolis.
Oh, wait. Is this the same area?
May very well be.
This restaurant has been under construction for years.
Oh, it is.
I can't wait until it opens.
But you still have to go in.
But, hold on.
This is a big building.
Yes, this is the same area.
Some say it houses a sort of power plant deep inside of it which powers the entire planet.
Okay, so...
Analytics. Kelly questioned.
Oh, I love this music.
I like analyzing things.
I love this music so much.
Welcome to the Analytics Restaurant.
Welcome.
Here you can eat and analyze things.
Hmm.
This is the best restaurant in town.
Really? You don't
yes.
say.
Yes.
What a funny name
it's
for a restaurant.
Brilliant.
That's what I said.
What could possibly have caused this?
So, we have...
Current...
It's
would
so
you,
peaceful.
Kelly's health was fully... Would you like to save your game? Saving game.
Where's
isn't
that?
This... Isn't this a really peaceful restaurant?
The music sounds like it. Oh, there we go.
Kelly found a galactic dust. Kelly... With saving game. Game saved...
The music is a bit loud.
Yeah, let me turn it down a little bit. So, here we are. That
a hyper thug has run away.
That should be a decent volume, I hope.
You get this peaceful music, and you still get enemies.
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, whoops, sorry.
Hey, they're not paying us. Okay, so... this room is empty.
A hyper...
La-dee-dee-da. You had to find something in here, I know.
Yeah, I know that. I'm gonna walk along the walls.
Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dum. Dum-dum-dum-dum.
Yeah, this is very nice music. I like it. It's,
If we can't find anything along the walls, I guess we should go back to the core... and see what we can
a
do
A sky
there.
Soldier has...
No, I think you have to be in here.
I should explore the restaurant.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to be in here, but... if we can't find anything, then what are we gonna do then? And that person standing there, he says, oh, this restaurant's been under construction for years. Well, it's open now.
Aha.
A sky...
Oh.
The food here is odd and stomach-crunching.
What?
It sounds wonderful here.
I know.
Analytics, funny name for a restaurant. Then again, funny restaurant for a name. Now let me try and find out whether that made sense. Creator of errors has challenged you to a battle. So...
Turn this down.
Slice, use a... God's anger, base power, 38.
Sorry.
Yeah!
anger!
Kelly casts a perfect God's anger,
sweet,
dealing 72
you know
damage.
These scrolls, okay.
Creator of errors
yep.
attacks Kelly, dealing 123 damage.
Uh-oh.
93%.
Wait.
Use it. God.
Yeah. God's anger!
Kelly casts a perfect God's anger, dealing 67 damage. Creator of errors attacks Kelly, dealing 133 damage. Select you. 704 of 87%.
Hang on, is there a certain way to destroy this guy?
You
nope,
cancel.
I think you have to level.
Yeah.
Kelly casts a creator of select 83%. You can't go.
Yeah.
Kelly creates 80%.
Yeah, I think.
Press. Now loading.
Actually, I wonder.
Bag. Option. Item. Medicine. Level curve. 4. Kelly swallows a.
Yay!
Kelly has increased to level 33. Strength. Medicine. Level curve. 3.
Wait, if you swallow those, though, your strength, none of your stuff goes up.
Kelly's.
Right?
Kelly, strength has increased by 3, defense by 0, and health by 30. Medicine, level. Kelly, strength. Kelly can now use the Dragon Strike Scroll embodiment of righteousness. Medicine, level curb. Kelly swallows. Strength has a medicine, medical miracle, select level 36. Select bag, option, drag, practice a, listen to a, so, embodiment of righteousness.
Yeah!
Oh no.
Flip.
What? Cancel.
Oh, practice this is gonna
listen
suck
to,
for
so,
you.
Cancel embodiment of,
yeah!
Let me. I'm gonna pause and practice this for just
audacity,
a little bit.
Audacity.
All right, guys. So I have gained a few more levels. I have a new scroll. Oh well, yeah. I think you already knew that. I have learned how to cast it. It's a little tricky, and I'm fighting a different person because there's like 3 or 4 different people in here that you have to battle.
Paladin of the sky.
But basically, it says.
For some random reason, I feel like battling you.
Okay. And the loop is going to restart. I love this music, by the way. I've said that, but... All right, so let's go.
3 hours, Zed Alpha Alpha has challenged you to a battle. Select your move. Roll dice.
Okay, so this guy...
Him.
I have... Yeah, really.
Use it. So cancel.
This guy is fairly easy.
Embodiment of...
Yeah! Embodiment of righteousness!
Kelly casts a perfect embodiment of righteousness, dealing 51-52 damage. 3 hours, Zed Alpha Alpha defeated.
See, yeah. It's dead.
Kelly has gained 3,000 experience points. Kelly has
3
received 1,000 points.
Alpha Alpha.
Yeah.
Kelly has
HZ.
Received 1,000.
Hurts?
Hurts?
They serve just about anything you can think of here. Don't think too hard, you'll be sick.
Wait. Did you
what?
Hear what just happened?
What?
Trying to make a battle happen again and run away. And
what?
Then listen closely to the music.
I turned it up just a smidge. That may be
no,
me.
Listen closely, though.
Alright,
listen.
That's part of the track.
Listen.
What?
Did you hear?
Nope.
I don't know if it's because of the internet connection, but I keep hearing it like pan. I keep hearing the panning mess up on that song.
It might be Zoom.
Huh.
I'm not sure.
Analytics, funny name for a restaurant.
Okay, let's see if we can take this guy out.
Then again, funny restaurant for a name. Now let me try and find out whether that made sense. Creator of errors, you still can't embark.
Hey-ya! Embodiment of righteousness!
Kelly casts a perfect embodiment of righteousness, dealing 95 damage. Creator of errors attacks Kelly, dealing 114 damage. Select you
Hey-ya! Embodiment of righteousness!
Kelly casts a perfect embodiment of righteousness, dealing 90 damage. Creator, select 82%.
I think I can take him.
Use a 879 of 1110.
Or maybe not.
Hey-ya!
Let's give it a try.
Embodiment of righteousness!
Select. Yeah, I just have to concentrate on this, so.
Hey-ya!
Kelly casts a select 63%, 630 of Kelly casts a failed embodiment of righteousness, dealing 17 damage. Kelly,
really? I was off by maybe.
Defense. Use it.
Embodiment of righteousness.
Kelly creates select 50%, 248 of 1110.
Yeah, no.
You have to get it perfectly each time. And
defense. Use a dragon.
Well, let's just keep trying.
Embodiment of righteousness.
Kelly, creator of select 40%, 117 of 1110. Select, use roll dice.
I can't heal.
Use it to embodiment.
Really?
Hey-ya! Embodiment of righteousness.
Kelly, creator, select your move. Roll 30%, 5 of 1110.
Nope.
Use roll dice.
I mean, I got it down to 30.
30%.
Roll a dice.
Kelly rolled a 33, dealing 57 damage. Creator of error. Press. Now loading.
You have to get it audacity. Perfect track. Each time, I think.
Well, let me see if I can battle him again, and I will resume when he's relatively close to dying. Alright, as you can hear, I have defeated him.
Paladin of. Creator of errors defeated. Kelly has gained 3,000 experience points. Kelly has received 1,000 coins. You look. Some of the things they serve here.
I don't know. Who knows? I think we have. I think we have one or two more people to deal with here.
I think one.
A dragon run.
So you may want to save.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back over to the save point.
Hopefully, it restores your health. I think it does.
Yes, it does.
109 of 1170.
Yeah. I took, quite a pounding. Alright, where is the door? Come on.
Let me try and figure out if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Kelly's health was full. Which
saving
so
the
game.
Way he makes sense of life is battling people.
I guess. Alright, so, here we go.
So, is that the creator of errors, or is that Error Sans? Okay, sorry.
I'm just a waitress.
Okay, this is someone random? A waitress who attacks me?
The bug in the product has challenged you to a battle.
No.
Select your moves. Use
it's
select
something
body.
Else that attacks you.
Yeah! Body righteousness!
Kelly casts a perfect embodiment of righteousness, dealing 5224 damage. The bug in the product defeated.
Damn!
Kelly has received minus 3,000 experience points, but the attack does not seem to hurt Kelly.
Wait, what?
Why are there monsters in here? I suppose it's a product of your screwed up dream.
Okay.
1170
Let's try
of 1170.
And find more peoples.
I think there's someone else in here.
Run.
And yeah, this is
check your experience.
Kelly is level 39. Kelly needs 1513 experience points to reach level 40.
I think that was just text. So
they serve just about anything. Don't.
Okay.
Run.
Dealt with you.
Suddenly, the dream dissolved. I could hear Jaden laughing, but that did not seem related to my prior dream nor to the one I would be in next. I was in a new place now, hot, dark.
Uh-oh.
Game info. Would Kelly's health
huh,
was fully
this place
would you like
seems
to save
familiar.
Your game? Yes, saving game.
Yeah.
Game. There is no way out of this area of the 12th floor of Hades. You're trapped forever.
Is there a dust here? Yes, there is.
Kelly found
Yay.
A galactic. Kelly, with saving game. Game.
Do you remember where to go?
Stop it. No. No. I yelled at the feet of the demon who was tormenting me.
Well, now you just figured it out.
That, I just went west.
I was once again shown the images of my father's killer in heaven and my father here. This time, though, it was not Stella in heaven, but Jaden. Stop, I know the truth, I can. Then speak it, fool. The demonic voice rasped. Speak the truth. He can't, you are torturing him. The voice of Kelly said. What the hell? The demon god said surprised. We are Ross's friends. Shauna said, now joining Kelly. Cecil, Lucy and Gabriel followed.
Where did they come from?
Who knows? I don't know.
We're here for you, Ross.
That's right.
The torture was stopped as the demonic being focused his attention on the intruders. Prepare to die. He roared.
No, shut up.
Select the active character, Kelly.
So...
Whose
Cecil.
Ass do you want... Who do you want to beat his ass with?
Gabriel, Shauna, Lucy, Kelly. Lucy. Lord of the Underworld has challenged you to a battle. Use Silcant Meteor...
Good oh, luck. Yeah.
Hiya!
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on!
Lucy casts a decent meteor rush, dealing 1425. Lord of the Underworld attacks Lucy, dealing 9 damage. Select,
now, if you check his
silk
health.
Cancel, silk 100%. Use it.
Oh, yes, I believe.
You gotta keep hitting him.
He's
with
immortal.
Defuse. Can't meet.
Hiya! Meteor rush!
Lucy casts a perfect meteor rush, dealing 3145 damage. Lord of the Underworld attacks Lucy, dealing 8 damage. Select 100%. You can meet.
Hiya! Meteor rush!
Lucy casts. You can meet.
Hiya! Meteor rush!
Lord Silks. You can meet.
Hiya! Meteor rush.
Lord Celeste defuse.
Hiya. Meteor rush.
Lord of the select 100%. 409. Use.
This is boring.
Hiya. Meteor.
Just thought
rush.
I'd say that.
Lord select use me.
Hiya. Meteor rush.
Lord, select you.
Hiya. Meteor rush.
Lucy, Lord, select 100%. Defend you.
Hiya. Meteor rush.
Lord, select defuse meteor.
I hope I'm doing this right.
Hiya.
I think you are.
Meteor rush.
Lord of, select your move 100%. Use the me.
Hiya! Meteor Rush!
Lord, select use the me.
Hiya! Meteor Rush!
Lord, select 100%. 439 of 540. Use the me.
Hiya! Meteor Rush!
Lucy casts a perfect Meteor Rush, dealing 3314 damage. Lord of the Underworld attacks Lucy, dealing 8 damage. Selects defense. Yutsukimi.
Hiya! Meteor Rush!
Lord, selects.
I thought you would have gotten the cutscene by now.
I.
Meteor Rush!
Lord, selects.
No, no, wait.
What?
I was gonna say try rolling dice.
Meteor Rush!
Lord of the Underworld, select 100%. Lucy rolled a 17, but the attack seemed to have no effect. Lord of the Underworld attacks Lucy, dealing 7 damage. Select slice. Lucy slices the opponent with a knife, dealing 1598 damage. Lord of the Underworld attacks Lucy, dealing 9 damage. Select 100%. Lucy slices the opponent with a knife, dealing 1668 damage.
I don't think so.
Lord of select Lucy.
No,
Lord,
it is.
Select slice with knife. Use.
Hiya! Meteor Rush!
Lucy casts a perfect Meteor Rush, dealing 3040 damage.
Oh.
No.
Lord, select use.
Hiya! Meteor Rush!
Lucy, Lord, select you.
Am I doing something wrong, or is it supposed to...
I don't know. Meteor? I think you're supposed to be doing this. I mean, what else can you do?
Meteor Rush!
Lord, select you.
If so, this is ridiculous.
Meteor Rush!
Lord, select 100-346.
Hiya! Meteor Rush!
Lord, select you.
Hiya!
Last time I did this, I was just rolling dice constantly, even though it
Meteor
had no effect
Rush.
On
it. Lord,
select you.
Hiya! Meteor Rush!
Lord, select you.
Hiya!
Lucy, Lord, select you.
Hiya!
Just do this until he kills you, and if he kills you, just
Rush.
Use Ross or
Lucy,
something.
Lord, select you.
Hiya! Meteor Rush!
Lord, select you.
Hiya!
I could do this all day.
Meteor Rush!
Still 100%, 292.
You.
Hiya! You're slowly killing me. Unless you're supposed
Meteor
to die.
Meteor Rush.
Actually, that
Hiya!
That might be it.
Huh.
And I just chose a
Meteor
really.
Lord, you.
I just chose a really.
Hiya!
Armored character.
Meteor Rush!
Lord,
just try rolling dice. It'll make this go by quicker.
Meteor Rush!
Lord, why don't you fools get it? I'm immortal.
Oh, okay.
Desktop list. Paladin of
Sorry.
Why don't you fools get it? I'm immortal.
So I guess you just have to do it enough times.
Final shot!
Ross attack crippled Lord of the Underworld. Yeah. I yelled.
Okay.
Does anybody realize how screwed up this dream is? Gabriel asked. Lord of the Underworld defeated. Lucy has gained 10,000 experience points. Lucy has increased to level 38. Strength. Kelly has...
You know, you really could have made this go a lot faster if you just rolled dice.
Oh well.
Shots. Lucy has received 200 coins. I woke from my nightmare at 2 a.m. I tossed and turned, trying to obtain the gift of sleep. Eventually it came. Meanwhile, more than 4 floors up, Paladin employees set awake.
And here we go.
Two machine operators idly discuss random points of interest while sipping coffee and, most importantly, trying to stay awake. What time is it? Rodney, the first machine operator, asked Dave, the second machine operator. 3:53 a.m. Dave answered sleepily. Yawn, why can't they make an infallible monitoring system as good as the autopilot? Dave complained. Erg. Just shut up, will you? I've got a headache. Rodney grumped. Sheesh, sorry. I'm tired too, you know. Dave retorted. Yeah, save it for the judge. Rodney said, sighing. I just wish we were passengers, enjoying the flight, or at least nice warm beds. Rodney whined with boredom. Now it's my turn to tell you to shut up. Dave said, a hint of playfulness invading his speech. Hey, what's that just popped up on the screen? Rodney asked. Oh no. It's a warning. Dave said. Damn. Rodney said.
What the hell is virus the music detected, doing?
Antivirus crippled, autofix utility.
It's panned. It might just be your Zoom.
Huh.
Virus detected, antivirus crippled, autofix utility no longer functioning correctly.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
Firewall verification hash does not match. Missing required resource flight mod.pal. Dave swore. Do something, get the repair touchy in here. Rodney barked, assuming control.
Did he not spell that right, or is it not saying techie correctly? I guess it could be both. But that's supposed to be techie.
Do something, get the repair touchy in here. Rodney barked,
isn't
assuming
it supposed
control.
To be get the repair tech in here or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I think he spelled it wrong.
Right. Dave said, getting up from a seat. Okay, restoring system, will take 4 minutes. In 2 minutes, the repair touchy arrived.
Can you copy that to the clipboard?
I can't.
In 2 minutes,
oh, yeah,
the
Z.
Repair touchy arrived.
You just...
Run dial... Untitled... Arrived. Touchy. E-C-H-Y. Space.
I think it's the voice.
Notepad. Don't... Paladin...
Anyway.
Miss. Nancy Black started in on the two operators as soon as she entered the room.
That doesn't matter.
What was that severe drop just now? The repair touchy asked. We are restoring the systems to eliminate a virus. I do know that much about computers. Rodney said. Stop it. Abort, abort. She yelled. We'll surely hit the ground before systems finish restoring. With all due respect, we're supposedly certified to go for 4 minutes and 30 seconds with minimal power. Rodney explained. No. Last I heard it was 3 minutes. She said. Nancy, I. Do it. She snapped and Rodney complied. Systems have been restarted, they're online. Rodney said. Good, then let's figure out what to do. She said, more calmly. Let's get Chevron. A few minutes later, Director Simon Chevron entered the room. What's the situation? He asked. Virus infection, sir. Dave replied. Right. Chevron said. Do a systems restore.
Yeah.
We tried, but Miss Black insisted we didn't have the certification to go without the systems for longer than 3 minutes. She told us to abort. We can go for longer. Chevron said. Do a systems restore.
This lady should be executed.
The virus has infected the system restore utility now, we can't. Damn. Simon Chevron swore. Does that mean this is all my fault? Miss Black thought to herself.
Yeah.
Dumb bitch.
Could the imminent catastrophe have been avoided if I had listened to Rodney?
You think?
Chevron thrust his fist into his leg with frustration. Right. He thought. So, we could possibly notify. No, we shouldn't alarm the passengers. They have a right to know. Temperature's rising, sir. Rodney said quickly. It seems the virus has attached itself to the temperature control application. The old man's mind instantly flew back to that afternoon. I know who is responsible for this. Simon Chevron said.
So do I.
Really? Rodney asked. I do not know anything about him except what he looks like, but that gives us a place to start. If we can locate him, we can probably make a deal or something to get the virus neutralized. You'll have to work fast, Dave said. But if anybody can fix this, it's you, sir. I was exhausted from the dream, so therefore I did not feel the craft plummeting during the system's restoration. Neither did I hear the PA announcement ping. I do not know why Mom did not hear it and awaken me, but she must have just been in too much of a deep sleep. Luckily, the PA announcement did not call for any action on part of the passengers, as, to quote the announcement.
What?
Her.
What?
His mother?
What?
His human mother?
Uh-huh.
Guess what planet they're closest to? Guess what planet she can't go on?
Right. Okay, so what's your point?
Guess who's fucked?
They are. Everyone.
No. The humans.
Well. This is true, too.
All issues will be resolved shortly and you can rest assured that your safety is our paramount concern. I was awakened, though, by a rap on the door some 15 minutes later. My mother rose from her soft bed to answer the door. Oh, hi Mr. Chevron, what can I do for you? She asked. Hey, is Ross there? He asked. Yeah, I'm right here. I said groggily. Hello Ross, you heard the PA announcement, I take it? He asked. No, what PA announcement? I said confused. Paladin systems have been infected with viruses. He said. Oh no. I said. That's bad, right? I asked stupidly.
Yeah?
Of course. Chevron replied. I need the help, the power of a halfling. I need you to help me, help Paladin, help all of the halflings on the craft. We've got to locate the perpetrator. Chevron proceeded to give a description of the man. Hey, we saw him yesterday. I exclaimed. Name's Pierre. Pierre? Chevron asked. He was mentally putting the pieces together.
That's a misspelling.
I knew the man looked familiar. He's Pierre Dragonia, head of the Halfling Destruction Operation.
Of course.
What? I gasped. They must be on to us. Chevron said. You've got to find him before all the halflings perish. Somebody says they saw one or more suspicious-looking gentlemen entering the storage chamber. We call it the lower chamber. The lower chamber is accessible via the stairs leading down from Wing 1. Off you go, and thanks again. I owe it to you for what you did for me last night. I said sincerely.
Okay, I am not doing that today.
Chevron moved aside, revealing my friends waiting for me. Hey, Ross. Lucy said cheerfully. Surprising under the circumstances. Great to see you all here. I said happily. I can't go with you. Gabriel said suddenly.
Why?
Why ever not, we need you. I said, meaning it. I hadn't realized it, but through this whole ordeal, I had gotten over the boy's problem causing yesterday.
We don't really need him that much. He's not that useful.
Well,
been using Lucy's character the whole time.
This is true, but
I was beginning to grow rather fond of the kid, actually.
Yeah, that.
I've got to stay and protect my mother, Gabriel said.
Yeah, come on.
Your mother will probably be fine, Cecil said comfortingly. No, it's dangerous, Gabriel said. I could stay with her, Lucy piped up. We need you too, though, Lucy, I argued. Someone's got to stay with Gabe's mom, and I'm more likely to be able to protect her than Gabriel, no offense, Lucy said.
Yeah, but we really need her.
Yes, I do.
Fine, if you must, I said, annoyed. Take good care of Mother, Gabriel said firmly to Lucy. Don't worry, she's safe in my hands. Select the active character, Ross, Kelly, Cecil, Gabriel, Shauna, Ross.
Let's go with
Shauna. I should explore the lower chamber and try to find out more about the current situation.
So, and the music changed. Ooh, now that is cool. That's what I'm talking about.
On the recreation floor, too.
Yeah, let's... Well, let's...
Run away.
Wait.
Frightened passenger.
And this is also where you start getting encounters on the ship. Just as an FYI.
No, where you start getting encounters on the ship is when we first went to the casino.
A frightened...
No. I mean...
Recreation floor one.
If you want to get technical, you know.
Oh, yeah. Does it change?
Huh?
Like if I go... Let me go,
A panic. Run.
I guess not.
Nope.
So yes, we have new music and
Recreation floor 2. President.
We have new music and I believe all the cabins are empty now. Let's see. Turn that down. Jeez, that's loud. Oh, the music's different in here, too. Yep.
I have an idea.
What?
I know how we can torture the listeners.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Let's go to the lower chamber and stop right there.
Yeah.
Right in the lower chamber.
Okay, where was it? Wing one?
Yes.
Turn this down a little bit.
Sorry.
I think it's,
To the left, to the left, to the left.
Run away.
Sorry. Damn, that music's loud.
Yeah, here, let me turn it down. Sorry.
It's like it's independent for each of... Wait, wait. Talk to the person. What's he got to say?
There's a guy in cabin 16 who really scares me.
Oh, he says the same thing. That's great.
Man, this music is... Okay, why does the volume change on it? I don't like that. The volume's changing on it. On that music.
What the hell?
That's not me changing it. Anyway.
Wing one.
Oh, it's all different. That's cool.
No, you're going the wrong way. You have to go down.
That's what I thought I was doing. Oh, by the stairs. Let me turn that down. It's too loud, isn't it?
Lower chamber.
What the hell?
What?
Go through that door.
Is there anything else in here?
Wait, but go through that door. Wait, what?
Oh.
A hyperflyer run.
Where's the door? Also can't stop until we find a saving point.
Well...
Aw, oh, man.
I mean...
Shauna found a key fragment.
Okay.
Shauna stored the key fragment in the item's pocket.
Would you like to explain that?
So, man, I really don't want to do this on this save. I think what I'll do is I'll just walk
then
back
don't.
and save. But the way this works is you have to walk around this area and find key fragments. And I forget how many there are, but once you have them all, I believe there's a door
five.
That you have to unlock. Yeah, five.
I should explore the lower chamber and try to find out more about the current situation.
So yeah, there's a five, I guess. I just found one of them.
Oh, and by the way, the reason I was telling you to go through that door is because did you notice that when you went down the stairs?
Oh, there's that door. Or, yeah, that...
It turns into a door.
Oh, yeah. Who knows?
Recreation Floor 1. Denari.
Saving the statistics shop or whatever. I think it's on this floor.
A frightened. Zerada Casino.
No, it's not on this floor. Never mind. Just go and sleep in a cabin or something.
Recreation.
You could do that.
Residential floor.
Or you could do that. Whatever.
Actually, I wonder. Just real quick, let's see. If I can get an enemy to show up.
Slice roll. Shauna rolled a 10, dealing 19 damage. Panicked Widow attacks Shauna, dealing 9 damage. Silva 88%. You can't death.
Hey!
Ah.
Pat, still 66%. Shauna rolled a 7, dealing 13 death. 58. Shauna's Pat, still 52. 120. You death.
Jeez, these are strong.
Hey, yeah!
Pat, still 36. 111. You suck death.
Hey, yeah! In 3 easy steps.
Shauna has gained 700 experience points.
Okay, so you can grind here if you want.
Like that.
Shauna has increased to level 35. Strength. Shauna can now use the Dragon Strike Scroll Giga Candela. Shauna has received 70 coins.
Now. Before I go,
everyone's help with saving game.
Before I go, we might as well look at that scroll. Huh?
Giga Candela.
Dragon party. Practice. Listen to us.
Does that mean something?
Base power 60.
I don't know.
Hey-ya!
What?
Huh?
Practice
us.
Listen to us. Giga.
Hey-ya!
So there's 8.
Cancel. Select an option. Party.
Hmm.
Sounds like it's gonna be hell.
Once I learn the rhythm, I should be okay. Anyway, I think that will do it for me.
For now, we're gonna buzz out of here. And,
yeah, I am done recording.
We are going to put the link to, my channel in the description, I guess.
Yeah, why not? If you want to check it out, you can. I hope you guys have enjoyed. And I will be back.
And be at peace. Oh, and always remember that these videos are 100% sponsored by...
That's terrible. All right, take care, you guys.
Bye.